Straight from the mothership, it's Tim and Mike on Area 54. Area 54.
Different conversation. Bum 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 b That was Roy Sop here on Area 54. It's Tim and Mike with you. Appreciate you guys tuning in. The song's called Here She Comes Again. It's off the album The Inevitable End. And this is the inevitable end of Roy Sop's regular album releases, evidently. But
evidently. Evidently. So that mean? It means they're not making music in album format anymore.
Yeah.
Which, I hope it's, people are afraid that they broke up, but I don't think that's the case.
It just doesn't matter, does it?
We hope they didn't break up.
We hope not.
You know, I've seen some reviews of people wrote about this album, and they're giving it like a C+ or something. I think it's actually, it's not a Melody AM, but I like it better than Junior.
I do too. Yeah. Those are opinions, right, Mike?
Everybody's got one, right?
Exactly. Stefan Obermeier before that did a song called In a Fat Dub Combo. He got that off of a great compilation series called Vienna Scientist. That was number 4 in the series. Scratch Massive played a track called Paris off the compilation Hotel Costas, number 15. St. Lucia did a song called Before the Dives off her self-titled album. Stopped the whole set with Resin Dog, song's called She's Gone. Remixed by Dutch artists Crack and Smack. And it's always interesting because, remixing by a band rather than a DJ two different things. Crack and Smack added some really cool kind of synthesizer. These guys are musicians, so when they remix a song, that's almost like a remake. They kind of turn it into their own, so they add bass lines and things like that.
And the song is so different than the original, too.
Yeah, and it's nice because when you're a musician, you can just go in and go, you know what, I want a new bass line on that song. And they'll just put a fatter bass line on it real easily, so it's almost like a remake when Crack and Smack does remixes. Scott is the same thing, you know, they come from the same area where they will play, they'll just karaoke some, you know, guitar or bass
sets.
Who
are you talking about now?
Cicada.
Oh,
same thing. When you see their remixes, you always know it's going to be a certain crunchy sound that's going to sound like a Cicada song.
I was wondering where you're going with the karaoke thing.
I'm going, well.
Yeah, you're not going karaoke.
No.
That'd be awfully painful.
That would be.
All right, maybe we should go to the Alibi. You and I. And you could do like Bohemian Rhapsody. I think that'd be a good song for you to do.
I could pull off a really good Freddy if I was drunk and nobody else was listening.
Hey, you sound good in your own mind, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, let's play some more music here. And we're not going to sing along. We could in the studio, but you guys don't have to listen with us or listen to us at all.
Let's just not.
All right, we got a song queued up here from Glass Animals called Gooey. It's Tim Mike with the Area 54.